says, hey, look, see, we're safer. Look, look, look what they're doing to that little old lady. And it makes us feel safer, but it doesn't necessarily make us safer.
No, and before the TSA, you and I are old enough to remember going to the airport before the TSA. Whenever you checked in, they asked you two absolutely ridiculously stupid questions. Did you pack your own luggage? Did anybody else, you know, touch your luggage or something? As if a terrorist was going to say, no, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't pack my own luggage. I let the bomb maker put the bomb in there for me. I mean, come on, this stuff is, it is. It's all to make people feel good and make you think that they're doing something that really has absolutely no real effect on fixing the real problem.
Let me ask you a question that I've been asking members of the legislature, and I'm getting a different answer from just about everybody. Do we have a fiscal crisis in our state?
Of course, absolutely we have a fiscal crisis. The governor's trying to hide it. The legislature's trying to ignore it and pretends it doesn't get there. But when you look at, and just gaming revenue alone in 2020, last year, gaming revenue alone was down 25%. That means that gaming tax revenue is down 25%. If the revenue is not coming in, you're not getting the tax dollars for that. So the governor is saying that he cut the budget by 2% with a 25% reduction in tax revenue. Clearly, there's a disconnect there. There's either smoke and mirrors being played or we're not getting the correct figures. But even that 2% cut is not true. It really is from what happened last July when they had the special session and they first started to deal with this budget problem. Actually, the governor's budget has been increased over what they had decreased it last July. So, again, politicians don't always tell you the truth. Some of them outright lie, and these figures that they toss out are designed to give them cover, but is not based in reality. We absolutely are in a fiscal crisis, and we should be moving on that. The government should be doing what Governor Sisolak did to the private sector. Divide the government into essential and non-essential programs, services, and employees. And if you're non-essential, sorry, you're laid off, or you're cut, your program's cut, or your program's funding is reduced. That's what the government should be doing right now.
Chuck, always love it when you come on the show. Thank you so much, my friend. If folks want to check out Muth's Truths, which comes out once a week, twice a week, sometimes three times a week, how can they do that?
Yeah, I got a barn burner coming up. Just haven't had time to write it yet, but it's going to be very interesting for people who have been donating money to candidates in the future.
Ooh.
Just go to NevadaNewsAndViews.com. It's free. All you have to do is enter your email address, NevadaNewsAndViews.com.
Sounds good. Chuck, thanks, man.
Take care, Kevin.
Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Stick around. We'll take you live into the Senate chambers. They are back at it. They had a dinner break. They began about 3:15, and they the demo rats are at it again. We'll talk about that, and we'll let you go into the room on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
A little after 3:32 as we check out our traffic cams. We're getting moderate flows right now as you work your way through the resort area of Interstate 15. Southbound at Sahara, northbound at Sunset, some reduced speeds. Look for some congestion there on the Southern Beltway, 215 West at Green Valley. And touch the brakes there, 515 north at Charleston, 515 southbound at Russell. Some reduced speeds, 215 eastbound at Eastern. There's some police activity there on the right shoulder. Lane restrictions continue on Interstate 11, that's westbound at College Drive. And remember the road work that's taking place on St. Rose Parkway westbound between the 215 interchange and Las Vegas Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Golden Knights are not holding a practice or a media availability today. This is after they did not make anyone available during post-game Zoom availabilities yesterday due to COVID-19 protocols. Not clear what's going on. They beat the Ducks yesterday 5-4. Anaheim made one player available in a Zoom session after the game yesterday, but then canceled the remainder of the post-game because they said they were uncomfortable with the situation.
Golden Knights and Ducks are scheduled to play tomorrow. We'll see if that actually happens. UNLV basketball, they're going to open up a two-game series against Boise State on the road tomorrow. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Had a great dinner there last Friday night. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. In case you were wondering, the NBA now says that every team, including the Dallas Mavericks, must play the national anthem in their arenas after news emerged that team owner Mark Cuban had ordered the Mavericks to discontinue the long-held practice. Quote, this is from NBA Chief Communications Officer Mike Bass. With the NBA teams now in the process of welcoming fans back into their arenas, all teams will play the national anthem in keeping with the longstanding league policy. Good deal. I'm glad the NBA thought better of that, because I'm just going to tell you, it sickens me to think that Mark Cuban would be able to get away with that. That's just a crazed, lunatic, progressive sort of guy. I want to take you now live to the United States Senate and the trial of the second impeachment of Donald J. Trump. David Cicilline is a Rhode Island Democrat and is on the floor right now in the midst of a presentation. Let's take you there live now.
Reporters were attacking law enforcement. The mayor and the police chief were calling for help. Members of Congress and the vice president were inside, scared for their lives. And he doesn't send help, doesn't try to stop it, doesn't even acknowledge the attack. Instead, our commander-in-chief tweeted the video of the speech that he'd given before that included language like, "Our country has had enough, we will not take it anymore." And that's what this is all about. You have to be strong. Those around Donald Trump, as was later reported, were disgusted. his close aides, his advisors, those working for him, former officials, even his family were begging him to do something. Kellyanne Conway, the president's close advisor, called to, quote, add her name to the chorus of aides urging Donald Trump to take action. Ivanka Trump, the president's own daughter, went to the Oval Office as soon as the rioting escalated and was, as confirmed by Senator Graham, quote, trying to get Trump to speak out, to tell everyone to leave, end quote. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy called Jared Kushner, pleading with him to persuade Trump to issue a statement or to do something. And Kushner, too, went down to the White House after that call. And it wasn't just the people at the White House. Members of Congress from both parties who were trapped here were calling the White House to ask for help. Some members even appealed directly to Donald Trump. These members who had, quote, been loyal Trump supporters and were even willing to vote against the Electoral College results were now scared for their lives. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy repeatedly even got into a screaming match as the attack was underway, demanding that Trump do something, issue a statement denouncing the mob. I imagine many of you sitting here today picked up your phone and tried to reach somebody at the White House to ask for help. This wasn't partisan politics. These were Americans from all sides trying to force our commander-in-chief to protect and defend our country. He was required to do that. Now, the extent of how many people tried to reach the president to get him to act is not known. But what is clear, what we know without any doubt, is that from the very beginning, the people around Donald Trump lobbied him to take command. What's also clear is what Donald Trump, our commander-in-chief, did in those initial hours to protect us. Nothing. Not a thing. He knew it was happening. The attack was on TV. We all know that President Trump had the power to stop these attacks. He was our commander-in-chief. He had the power to assess the security situation, send backup, send help. He also had incited this violent attack. They were listening to him. He could have commanded them to leave. But he didn't. The first critical hour and a half of this bloody attack, Donald Trump tweeted his rally speech and did nothing else. And we know why. We know his state of mind that prompted his utter, complete refusal to defend us. It was reported by those around him. The president, as reported by sources, at the time was delighted. As he watched the violence unfold on television, President Trump was reportedly, and I quote, borderline enthusiastic because it meant the certification was being derailed, end quote. Senator Ben Sasse related a conversation with senior White House officials that President Trump was, quote, walking around the White House, confused about why other people on his team weren't as excited as he was, end quote. Trump's reaction to this attack reportedly genuinely freaked people out. I understand why. We just suffered a very serious attack. Attack on our country. And we saw it, and the people around him knew it. But when Donald Trump saw it, he was delighted. Now, what President Trump did next confirms why he was so delighted, why he wanted this. Because it shows that his singular focus that day, the day we were attacked, was not protecting us, was not protecting you, was not protecting the Capitol. It was stopping the certification of the election results. The evidence is clear. Shortly after 2 p.m., as the siege was fully underway, then President Trump made a call. This is the first call that we are aware he made to anyone inside the Capitol during the attack. Didn't call the vice president to ask how he could help defend the Capitol. didn't call the next two in line to the succession of the presidency to check on their safety or well-being. Instead, he attempted to call Senator Tuberville. He dialed Senator Lee by accident. Senator Lee describes it. He had just ended a prayer with his colleagues here in the Senate chamber. And the phone rang. It was Donald Trump. And how Senator Lee explains it is that the phone call goes something like this. "Hey, Tommy," Trump asks. And Senator Lee says, "This isn't Tommy." And he hands the phone to Senator Tuberville. Senator Lee then confirmed that he stood by as Senator Tuberville and President Trump spoke on the phone. And on that call, Donald Trump reportedly asked Senator Tuberville to make additional objections to the certification process. That's why he called. Now let's be clear, at roughly 2 p.m., when Donald Trump was walking around the White House, watching the TV delighted, and spent 5 to 10 minutes talking to Senator Tuberville, urging him to delay the election results, this is what was happening in the Capitol.
There you have it. That is David Cicilline, one of the House managers on the impeachment trial. We'll take you back into the U.S. Senate for live coverage coming up in just a couple minutes. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Check them all out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It's Wednesday. It is hump day. It is day two of the impeachment trial right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neo-graft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
I'm Ryan Seacrest. First responders are people who stand for a greater purpose. They will be there for you when nobody else is, to help you, your family, your community. This is their selfless promise. This is their sworn duty, to protect, to serve, to help. When you call 911, first responders show up now. Let's show up for the people who show up for us every day and every night.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We'll take you back to the floor of the United States Senate live in just a minute. But a piece of news that I thought you'd probably want. Gentleman Jim Dallas has come up with yet another gem. This involving Aunt Jemima, which is no more. Which is no more. There is, but there's a new name for that company, is there not?
There is indeed, Kevin. You know, you can think of a lot of different names for Aunt Jemima, I guess, but they took the whole marketing plan, and there's nothing related to the woman that we used to see on the syrup and the pancake mix. It doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but in June, everything is going to be pulled off the shelves that says Aunt Jemima, and they're going to rename it Pearl Milling Company. Pearl. Pearl Milling Company.
Wow. That's a rather dramatic departure.
There's no picture of anybody on there, and it just says, since 1889, the Pearl Milling Company original. It doesn't.
That's the new Aunt Jemima.
Aunt Jemima is now going to be the
Wow.
Pearl. I don't really see how that has anything to do with what they were marketing before. But hey, you got to be politically correct in today's world, right?
Wow. Well, thank you, Jim. You always come up with a gem or two every day, which I always like because it keeps us close to the news. I want to take you back into the Senate chambers. This is where laws are being made, and where on January 6th there were folks rummaging through people's desks. This is David Cicilline of Rhode Island. He is on the floor right now. And apparently he has just now completed his remarks, and so another speaker will come up. And in fact, it is, I believe, Jamie Raskin. But tell you what we'll do. We'll take a quick break. If we have time, we'll come back to the Senate chambers in just a minute. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on this Wednesday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycri has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycri.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We'll let you hear just a couple of minutes of the arguments on the floor of the U.S. Senate, the second impeachment trial of Donald J. Trump. Joaquin Castro of Texas, a Democrat, on the floor.
Let alone condemn it. Instead, he further incites the mob against his own vice president, whose life was being threatened. Well, some of you may say, well, who was paying attention anyway? Well, that mob was paying attention.
Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution. Giving states a chance to certify a corrected set of facts, not the fraudulent or inaccurate ones which they were asked to previously certify. The U.S. demands the truth.
That gives you kind of the flavor of what's going on in the United States Senate right now, the Senate trial of Donald J. Trump, private citizen Donald J. Trump. That's what, that's in my view, what makes this wholly unconstitutional. This thing is a joke. It should not be happening. It is happening. At least what we are hearing both on CNN, Fox News, Newsmax, is that this is not going to change any minds. They've got probably six members of the Senate that might vote this way, maybe another couple before it's all done, but that by and large getting 67 votes for a conviction probably will not happen. Coming up on the program, very excited, a guy that I really admire. He to me is a patriot. He is Luis Vega. He is Community Engagement Director for Concerned Veterans for America. They are continuing what is a seven-figure advocacy campaign to end wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. to get our troops out of there once and for all. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up.